under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bow, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into hour number two on this Thursday, October 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, talking about the decline of Michigan. This comes from Robert in Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate the insight, the history of this too. Randy, not only did it happen in 1963 when they amended the state's constitution, but at the federal level, we were dealing with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Johnson, President Johnson, took over, immediately brought in his Great Society, welfare for single mothers, with no father present in the home. Massive freeways cutting through Detroit neighborhoods, leading to suburban migration. But Judge Roth's decision to desegregate the Detroit public schools in 1974 was the straw that broke the camel's back. Others point to the migration of automobile production. Randy, just last Saturday, two of my friends were up here. They work at the Ford assembly plant for Drive Gear Systems. They, factory workers, are voting for Trump. And so is a bunch of the other shops that are all union members. That's happening everywhere, especially in Michigan, because the UAW workers, without their union thug boss, president of the UAW, Fain, basically endorsing Harris, that's not what the rank and file is voting for. They don't really care about his endorsement of Harris. They are listening to Donald Trump saying, day one, when I walk into the Oval Office, electric vehicle mandates stop in America. Donald Trump is going to do everything he can to get rid of the $7,500 instant rebate that the federal government is paying for people to buy electric vehicles. That incentive is going to be gone. Why? Because Donald Trump understands electric vehicles is a false narrative. They are not going to replace the combustion engine. Whether it's gasoline or diesel, it's not going to happen. It is not practical. It is not a long-term solution to getting rid of greenhouse gases caused by the combustion engine. I believe the energy of the future is going to be hydrogen engines. Engines fueled by compressed hydrogen. You know what comes out the tailpipe? Water. Vaporized H2O comes out of a hydrogen-driven engine. Easy to make the energy, friendly to the environment. Probably the only problem is you'll have to get your car washed more often because of all the extra humidity in the air. Actually, it'd be a good thing for the trees and plants. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number two. Wasn't it President Johnson who said he would have blacks voting Democrat for the next 100 years? Yes, except he didn't use the word blacks. He used the N-word. The Great Society, along with a Democrat mayor in Detroit, 1962, all those years. Now, interesting, one of those mayors, Kwame Kilpatrick, who went to prison, was pardoned by Donald Trump for enough time served. You've paid your dues to society. He pardoned them, has come out publicly and has endorsed Donald Trump. In Detroit, and was on Sean Hannity's show the other day talking about it, saying that while he's in Detroit now as a private citizen, going to the market, going to the gas stations, going to get his hair cut at the barbershop, everywhere he goes in Detroit, people are telling him they're voting for Donald Trump. Pretty interesting. Chris, Onaway listener, Black Lake UAW Center up there in Onaway area has a Harris sign on their property. Across the street, on privately owned property, all Trump signs. I would love to see a picture of that, Chris. If anybody's driving out there, I would love to see that photograph. The bosses, the union bosses supporting Harris, the rank and file, the actual people who build the cars, the trucks, the assembly line workers, they're all voting for Trump. They absolutely agree with him on this EV mandate. The big three have already cut back production, folks, on electric vehicles. Why? Supply and demand. They have fields and fields and fields of these new vehicles sitting with dust on them. Nobody's buying them. Not going to buy them. The cost of the electricity to charge an electric vehicle, along with the new set of four tires you got to get every 20,000 miles, the cost to replace the battery when it dies, it has a useful life. When it dies, $20,000? I saw a Chevy Volt, quote, to replace dead batteries in it was 20 grand. Who's going to sign up for that? That's just ridiculous. One last comment about manufacturing and things that we need to do. My endorsed candidate for Sheboygan School Board, Tim Tarjev. Jobs return to the United States is an easy fix. You have to have a skilled workforce ready to hit the ground running. Crisis solved. How do you get the jobs back here to create the demand of skilled workers? Tariffs on foreign vehicles coming into the United States is number one. Number two, you can get the skilled workforce when they see the pay and the benefits these companies have to offer, but they actively recruit young people in our schools. When's the last time you've seen either Ford, GM, come into a high school's event, Career Opportunity Day? I've been told that when they hold these, you know who shows up? The military. Recruiters for the armed forces, Army recruiters, Marines, Air Force, Navy, they all come and set up on Career Day. Where's Ford? Where's General Motors? These companies don't recruit young people because the manufacturing is going outside of the country, outside of Michigan. Donald Trump's going to change all that. And this electric vehicle mandate is going to dry up and wither and die. This thing that the Democrats rammed through, that was the basis for John Chepa to get a multi-million dollar lease on his 100-acre farm in Presque Isle County for the solar panel farm. The DTE leasing of his land for the next 20 years, $1,000 an acre for 100 acres. $100,000 lease on his farm land that's being destroyed for 20 years. The guy rammed through something that basically gives his family, his estate, $2 million over the next 20 years. If you live in Presque Isle County, folks, vote for Robert Crook to replace John Chepa. Chapa, whatever the heck his name is. By the way, if you live in Presque Isle County or you know people who do, text me PI and I'll send you the flyer of all their endorsed candidates running in Presque Isle County. Last comment. I'll wrap up this story. We're moving on. The energy sector needs to be changed. Monopoly by DTE consumers on the electric grid. No new nuclear power plants. No other potential plants on the horizon. Electricity costs have got to go down. Large manufacturers, Randy, are not going to move back in and create and build new factories with high cost of electricity. I agree. I absolutely agree with you. Natural gas, nuclear, there's plenty of ways to do it. You're not going to do it when you have a 90% monopoly of your electric grid. So I appreciate that comment. Okay, I want to move to Lansing real quick. I got a short story. I find this to be kind of interesting. This story in MERS News Service, a Flint City Council candidate is challenging the state's declaration for the results of the November 5th recall election against a dead guy. Now deceased Quincy Murphy should not be counted or canvassed, was the quote. Beverly Biggs Livy's Court of Claims complaint seeks a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction that would stop Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Elections Director Jonathan Brader from attempting to void, cancel, nullify, hinder, prevent, or otherwise interfere in the November 5th recall election against Murphy, who's now deceased. The opponent, Biggs Levy, also wants Benson and Brader to publish an official retraction of their October 3rd letter to the Flint County Clerk, Davina Donahue, stating the results of the recall election shouldn't be counted. Defendant's letter was calculated to turn, and on all reasonable likelihood, did turn potential voters away from the polls. A message to the Secretary of State's office has not been returned. Briggs Levy submitted a recall petition against Murphy back in January. And Genesee County Clerk, Register of Deeds, Dominic Clemens, called for an election in June after his office validated 533 petition signatures. 20 more than was needed to do a recall election. The approved petition language claimed Murphy, now deceased, should be recalled. The man should be recalled based on certain activities while in office. And also for taking possession of an $11,000 lawnmower from Ashley Capital, an official who donated to the lawnmower to Genesee County Habitat for Humanity. This was a donation that Murphy suggested. The company was contracted to redevelop the old Buick City site in Flint, Michigan. At the time, Murphy was a first-term city council member. He pledged that he would, in fact, run for re-election. He didn't take full possession. He used the lawnmower to cut grass at the old redevelopment site. He then returned it. Well, this woman claimed that he stole it. It was the basis for going out and collecting enough signatures to recall him. However, Murphy died in September, and 5 days later, as Third Ward voters had already begun to vote early, the elections director in Lansing, Jonathan Brater, authored a letter to Donahue stating that Michigan election law is silent on whether an election must be held when the target of the election, of the recall election, passes away. But in the state's opinion, such a situation is different compared to targets who resign and later an election is held. Bureau of Elections argues that the votes cast in the contest should not be counted or canvassed. So the challenger is challenging that letter and that decision by Jocelyn Benson and the Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brater. Very interesting story happening down there in the Flint area. One of the last points of another short story. You know what? I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold this story until after the bottom of the hour news break. It's a short story, but it's got to be teed up properly. So I'm going to hold off on that one. Let me check my phone for any text messages. Let's see. Okay. Career technical education programs are a vital component of manufacturing and our industrial rebirth. Absolutely agree with that. I believe career technical education should be in every school, back like it was when I was in school. Let's see. Ford is paying dealers $20,000 to order 2024 F-150 electric Lightning pickup trucks. Manufacturer's rebate to the dealers. $20,000 on this sitting inventory.